I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update. Auckland, New Zealand became the first major city to welcome 2025, with thousands watching as fireworks launched from the city's tallest structure, the Sky Tower. Sydney, Australia, right behind it, with 1 million people gathered at Sydney Harbour. Other cities around the world are getting ready to ring in the new year. 2 million people are expected at Copacabana Beach in Brazil. And of course, right here in the United States, New York's Times Square is locked and loaded to ring in 2025 at midnight Eastern Time. In South Korea, festivities dampened as the investigation into the worst air crash in the country's history continues. Devastated families offered flowers and tearful bows to loved ones who died in the crash in the Muan Airport, where a concrete structure at the end of the runway has become the focus of the crash.
You don't put solid structures immediately in the overrun, but that's what happened here.
British aviation expert David Learmont. No one can stop China's reunification with Taiwan. That's Chinese President Xi Jinping in his New Year's speech on Tuesday, laying down a clear warning to what Beijing regards as pro-independence forces within and outside the island of 23 million people. This is VOA News. The United States on Tuesday issued fresh Iran and Russia-related sanctions targeting individuals and entities over interference in the 2024 U.S. election. The U.S. alleges that the Cognitive Design Production Center, a subordinate organization of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard, and the Moscow-based Center for Geopolitical Expertise, affiliates of the Russian Main Intelligence Directorate, sought to stoke socio-political tensions and undermine U.S. elections. Palestinians marched in a rally in the occupied West Bank on Tuesday to mark the 60th anniversary of the Fatah Party's establishment. Masked men marked the event in Ramallah by firing a volley of gunshots in the air, while protesters at a rally waved yellow Fatah flags and Palestinian flags. A report by the UN Human Rights Office has found that Israel's pattern of deadly attacks on and around Gaza's hospitals pushed the healthcare system to the brink of total collapse with catastrophic effect.
The report graphically details the impact of Israel's attacks, from the destruction of buildings and facilities to the killings of patients, staff, and other civilians, raising serious concerns about Israel's compliance with international law.
That's UN spokesman Jeremy Lawrence, who says there must be an independent investigation into all of these incidents and full accountability for all violations of international humanitarian law and human rights law which have taken place. Thousands gathered in the heart of Bangladesh's capital on Tuesday to join a march for unity, demanding capital punishment for the country's ousted former Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, who fled to India. Panama on Tuesday, marking the 25th anniversary of the United States' handover of the Panama Canal, a milestone overshadowed by Donald Trump's threat to demand control be returned to Washington. The anniversary comes 2 days after the death of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter at age 100, who signed the canal treaties that led to the waterway's transfer to Panama on December 31st, 1999. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.